Today's verse is Genesis 17, 15 through 17, page 14 in the Church Bible. Then God said to Abraham regarding Sarai, your wife, her name will no longer be Sarai. From now on, her name will be Sarah, and I will bless her and give her a son from her, give you a son from her. Yes, I will richly bless, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants. Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. How could I become a father at age 100, he thought, and how can Sarah have a baby when she is 90 years old? May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
I'm glad to be here. First, I just want to start off by saying thanks, but Evan gladly gave up this. I don't know about gladly, but on mine. But he was offered this time because he was ordained and has his family here. And he said, no, you go ahead and keep it. So thank you, Evan. Thank you, Evan. And congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah. And as we get going, I think it's going to hold out, but 3 days ago, I couldn't talk at all. So my voice has gotten better. But so if it gives out partway through, well, I don't know any sign language. So I don't know what we'll do, but we'll figure it out. I believe God wants to do something here with our church and in this community. I do. Yeah. Me. Okay, it sounds like, oh yeah, that's pretty no-brainer, right? But I believe that he wants all people in our vicinity here to know him. I'm convinced that he wants all people to experience his salvation. He wants all people to live a life empowered by him. I think he wants to have everyone to be set free from hate, anger, addictions, and a long list of other things. I believe fully that these things are his desire and his will. There's one problem, though. For whatever reason, God has set it up so, at least for the most part, that we're the ones who partner with him to make all that happen. So, not trying to put a heavy weight on you at all, not at all. But that's the reality. Is if this community is going to get reached, it's going to be you guys doing it. So yeah. With one sort of amen there. But yeah. But just back. So here, and I've talked about this before, but. But just read a scripture here. It says, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? How can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? How does it all happen? It's us. That's just the way God set it up. Even if you go, I don't want to do that, that's the way it is. But if God's going to work in this community, it's going to be through us. And again, that means you. I'm going to ask, are you ready?
Yeah.
I heard some, and all those, I maybe heard one right, honest answer there. I said, no, I don't know if I am. But are you ready?
Yeah.
The thing is, I think for many of us, we might need, and I just stole this word from our bishops, but many of you might need a little recalibration to fully partner with what God wants to do. I don't think we need to overdo it. None of you need to go to seminary. I'm not talking about any of that. But sometimes we just need to sort of realign and maybe get a little faith and stuff. But I just want to start off praying here because, just pray. Lord, I just pray right now as I believe you have things to speak to each of us individually today. Lord, and I just come and I want to ask for your Holy Spirit to just begin to even speak things right now to people's hearts. And even as we're going to do a little later, Lord, I just pray that you would use us even to speak to each other, your words to each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. But to start off, so if we're going to partner with God, I think we need to believe in him. And I'm not talking, of course, we need salvation and that. I think we need to actually believe in him that what he says is true. You know, that, oh, he is going to, it is his will to do this. That, oh, maybe he wants to use me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're the one that's going to talk to your neighbor? Or are you praying for someone else to do it? Are you believing God when he says you need to go do that? So I tell you, in this recalibration, though, God had to do, you know, we're talking about that a little over a year ago, God had to do a recalibration with me. And really, I almost don't want to share this, but really, almost it's a confession. I'm really embarrassed and ashamed to even say what I'm going to say, and I'm being honest. I've lost hope in people. I've lost hope in many of you, even. And I'd ask your forgiveness. And I mean, I'll explain what I mean by that. I don't necessarily mean in every way. But, you know, there's a few phrases that we have that you can probably fill in. And if I put together a PowerPoint, this won't have, I wouldn't have had much PowerPoint anyway. But you can probably fill this. It says that you can't teach a dog, an old dog, what? You can't change a tiger's. Yeah, that's sort of where I'd become. That person's been going, God's done some work in their lives over the years, and I still see little things going on, but you know that one issue? They haven't changed. They're not going to change. So I'm not even going to put my effort into it. That's where I was. I'm being honest. But God came and he convicted me. And I just felt like he was saying to me, who are you to limit what I can do in someone's life? Who are you to limit what I can do in someone's life? And in that, he also spoke to me and said that I am going to be coming. And I have to think of it as visiting you guys as a congregation. And those people that you are concerned about that are never going to change, watch me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you what, it's even interesting is I've even felt like God's, when I began a couple months ago, I feel like this is what I was supposed to preach in this time. I'll tell you, and there's a couple people, you know, I've started to see some things like this change. It's interesting. You know, there's some things that there's some people here, I mean, tell you, I say, yeah, I've been, the struggle is something my whole entire life for 30, 40 years that are saying, no, God is setting me free. So I want to give you hope, hope that God can change you. No matter what you've been through, no matter how many times you've tried before, don't give up hope. God can come. And that's what he spoke to me. And that's the message I want to tell you today, that it's never too late. It's never too late for God to do a work in your life. Never. Yes. Hallelujah. So, with that big thing, and I'm not normally I'm the type of guy who'd probably expound on the 13 exegetical views of something, and or try and teach you, you know, all about the pneuma. All, you know, anyway, just usually I'm a teacher at heart, even though I do tend to when I'm preaching, I preach, but still, this is a strong teacher. I'm not gonna. It's not what God has me doing something different today. It's a little outside of my comfort zone. But here, I do want to just point to Scripture. And the biggest thing is Abraham and Sarah. You look at them, and that's what Andrew, thank you. Andrew, yeah. Andrew read, but part of that, but they felt it was never. I mean, they felt, yeah, what? You're going to give us kids? And it didn't happen until they're, you know. Abraham was like 100 years old and stuff, but you know, just sitting there going, yeah, you know, I tried and we did this and all that and we've tried and done whatever in my life. And you've probably been like Abraham and Sarah. Genesis 17:17 says Abraham laughed at God. Now, it's interesting, the translations tend to say he knelt down and laughed. I think that maybe he was actually falling down on the ground laughing. Maybe we just don't quite understand what was meant there, but it says that he knelt down. I'm wondering if he was just had fallen on the ground, you know, and laughing at God. But again, in verse 18:12 in Genesis, we see that Sarah also laughed when she heard that that was going to happen. So if you're sitting there going, yeah, you sound great, you sound excited, but yeah, right. Yeah. No, you know, I've been down the road and it's failed over and over again. If you're sitting there sort of chuckling to yourself, yeah, well, maybe someone else, but not me. I just want to say no. Take time today and let's look at you. And then we also have Isaac. He was 90 years old when he had his major transformation. Again, older. And we can look all through the scripture and see people that were ingrained that they should be at the point where their stripes can't be changed. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's all through scripture where people are changed. Today, here, you know, this is the part that gets a little different for me, actually uncomfortable. I don't mean to talk about me, but I just really felt God wanted me to just spend some time with you guys. But, and just speak encouragement to you. Yeah, I don't want to make you, I don't think God wants to make you feel bad if you just struggled through something forever and ever and nothing's happened. No, he wants to encourage you. And I want to do the same thing. And in the end, I want to let you know, in the end, just so you're prepared, and you can even sort of see, I want us as a congregation to go and during the time of worship, just be asking God, is there some way, is there something that you're saying to me that I could encourage someone else with? And go pray with them. And that's what I wanted in response, that's what I want us to do. Just sort of, just go and pray with the other, you know, if you just feel like, you know, maybe something's, maybe God's been speaking something to you about someone else for a long time and you just haven't shared it. You know, a word of encouragement. Just that, you know, let's just go do that. But I just want to start off here. Who here, you know, who here has been Christian for 40 years or longer? 40. I see some of you. So if you guys, 40 years or...
And it's willing to admit it.
And willing to admit it. But if you guys could just stand up. Yeah, so I know that you may be old, but I just want to give each of you guys a word of encouragement. And individually, so I know some of you, if you've been a Christian for 40 years or longer, standing up too long might be get a little hard on the knees or something. So I apologize. But I understand. I get the point. Just recently, I started taking one ibuprofen every day because my knee bugs me a little. So I'm getting to the point where I understand. But this, you can look at this as an example, but in praying about this message, I just felt God speak a couple things to me and about different people, and then just going and praying about someone else, and just God just started sharing, and I'm not talking like super profound or whatever, but just things, and eventually just felt God say no. Just says, just talk with people, and he says, I'll speak to you about everyone, in a sense. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to come up here and be Mr. Woo. But, you know, I just, Eugene, you know, I know you've been around. And I just want to tell you, it's never too late. It's never too late for God to do something in your life. And even, I've even seen a change in the last couple of years. God's changed you in the last couple of years. And I just want to tell you that, again, it's never too late. But I truly believe, Eugene, that God still has some change for you, that he still wants to change. And I think even maybe some things that you've strived for your whole life, and you just, but you've been faithful, you've struggled through, and you know, you've if you want to talk about faithfulness, here's Eugene. Have you missed a day of church yet in all of your, oh, okay, you have, okay, I just, he was just going to church regularly before he was even born. So anyway, thank you, Eugene. I just want to let you know that it's never too late. And I don't know your name. I know who you are, but Carol, you know, it's never too late. for God to do a major change, work in your life. You know, if there's anything, any hopes or desires that you've had, I just want to tell you that I believe that God can, is not only can, but he wants to come and meet you in those places. I really do. And again, this is one of the hardest part about doing this, not the hardest, is I'm horrible at names. So this is a real step of faith for me. But David, okay. Evan's dad. You know, I have had conversations with you, and I know you're the type of person that's going to press forward. You are. But I just want to say that I really believe that God, it's not too late for God to even do more. There's things that may look impossible to come together for you, I think are going to come together. I really do. I really do. And did you, if you didn't want me to talk, okay, yeah. Okay, no, if I was going to be too embarrassing.
Glory,
and this is Evan's mother. And again, it's never too late. It's never too late for God to come. You know, if there's, you know, I've been impressed lately about how much God loves us and all the things that he does to come and speak to us and to come and move. And as soon as, you know, we sing a song about, but, you know, he says that a shepherd leaves the 99 to go after every, I mean, he loves us so much that he's going to do everything he can. And he loves you. And you know, and it's never too late to just let God just do an amazing thing in you and through you. It isn't, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, start with David. I'll remember your name. But Pat. Okay, Pat. Pat, I just want to say, you know, not something I want to pray with you about specifically, but you know, it's never too late. It's never too late. You know, I think that you have had an amazing thing. You have ability to look through people just through the glasses of love and compassion and things. And you just have an amazing ability. But I believe God wants to open up your eyes even more to see more things. I really do. To even see the world through a greater picture. But I know just something that you've shared with me that some things are going on. Yeah. Not, it doesn't seem like everything's working, right? Am I okay to share? Yeah. Yeah. And I want to pray with you about that. Okay. Lord, I just pray for Pat and I pray for her mind right now. Just that everything, those things that are going wrong, that aren't firing right, that you would just heal it. And the aneurysm. We just pray for her healing right now, Lord. I just pray for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. His name. And David, you, man, you're older than I thought you were then. No, okay, if you're standing up.
I turned 50 this last March.
Okay.
And I'm happy for that.
Okay, great. But David,
yeah, I'm still here.
David, I'm telling you, and I'm not doing this just because it's just, I truly believe that it's never too late for God to just do a mighty work in your life. You know, I know that God has done things before, but it's never too late for something more. You know, if there's any, again, I've said this to a couple people, but I think specifically for you, if there's things that you've desired in your relationship with God, keep pursuing them because it's never too late for those things to start happening. Yeah, it's never too late. Never too late. Catherine, you know already, Catherine, it's not too late. It's not too late. And I believe even things may already, you may already be going, yeah, I understand what Tony's talking about, but I believe there's more. I believe there's more. I truly believe there's more. And I'm believing you for that. And everything in my heart tells me that this is the tip of the iceberg. So I just encourage you, it's never too late for God to even do more. It isn't. And Mark, I love Mark. He's great. If you haven't talked to Mark, he's great. But Mark, you know, it's never too late. It isn't. I mean, you know, I know you're a pretty optimistic guy and things. So, I mean, you may go, yeah, well, yeah. But you know, I know that in every way life hasn't been easy. And there's been lots of things that go on. But I just want to tell you what, it's never too late for God to work in you and how you can work and help your family. And I just want to encourage you to just keep pressing forward. I think you have, but I really believe that there are miracles in store for you and your family. I really do. Yeah. And Julie, I almost didn't need to get up here after you, but you know, it's never too late. It's and I know you've had struggles lately, but I really sense that those are, in God's mind, those are just passing things. But that God has something, a work for you. I really, but if you want to ask me later. I really, in praying, I felt God speak something specific that I won't share here. But I really believe that God wants to just do a change in you. And I believe it's maybe things that you've even desired for years. It's never too late, Julie. Yeah. And Joe, I've gotten to know Joe for a while. But Joe, it's never too late. It's never too late. You know, you've had things, I know a little bit about your life and your story. And, you know, I think that there's been times where dreams have come and then they've fallen. And don't give up on those dreams. Don't give up on those dreams. Because it's never too late. It's never too late for God to do those things. I mean, we look at how, this is for all of us, we look at how long we've been going around and doing stuff. You know, about like the Israelites running through the desert. But we look through how many times people, their dreams came, but it just didn't happen right away. And they kept striving for them. But those people kept striving, they made it. You know, and Michelle, hey, I mean, can I give you a little hug? Just, you know. Michelle, I know that even getting to know you a little more, that you even saying that even, you know, you've been a Christian, obviously, over 40 years. And you've shared that even in sometime in the last few years that God started to change some things in your life. And I just want to say that I believe that that's supposed to never end. I truly believe that there is so much more that God has, that he wants to do a work in your life. And, and I just do. And, you know, and again, just in your time, Lord, I just pray that you would help the family and help Michelle too, just during this time. It's really almost unexplainable to help people through, but just pray that you would be there with her and her family. Amen. Amen. And I know there was at least one person standing up over here. Was there someone on this side or was the room? What? Tim, my brother. Tim. Hey, Tim and I are friends. Anyway, Tim, you already know that God is not done with you, right?
Yeah.
He isn't. And again, there's some things going on, and I really think it's only the beginning. As you press forward, I am convinced that God is not done with you yet. He's not done with your family. He's not done. He wants to work mighty miracles through you and through your family. Amen. Yes, he does.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, this isn't what I normally do, in case, you know, we have visitors. We don't normally run around church and do this sort of thing. But I just want to encourage everyone that, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late. And again, at the end, we'll have time. I want you to just sit there going, hey, do I have a word of encouragement for someone else? Is God speaking to me about someone else? And let's just go ahead and during the worship time, just let's do that. Let's just encourage people. It's pretty amazing the things that God can do. But I do have one final point in here. And I think this is something that happens when looking at Abraham and Sarah. We don't really know. You know, we could all, theologians argue about exactly what was going on there, but how we should look at it. But Abraham and Sarah, God says, we'll give you children. And they go forward and There's no child. And there was a side plan. And, basically one of the servants said, oh, sleep with her. We'll have a child then. We'll have a child together. And it worked. It got a little bumpy at times, but it worked for them. It's something that worked. And it even says in a few places that God blessed it. So whether that was God's will or not, I don't want to, that's not what I want to debate here. But I want to say that they found a plan that worked for years and years. But it wasn't the ultimate plan that God had. It wasn't the ultimate plan that God had. And I want to just say that I think often this is what happens and why how we can easily give up on our hopes and dreams is we have it here and we get something that works. And it works. It gets us through life. But it's not what God really had for us. It's not what God really has for us. It's not the ultimate thing. It may even be God that brought that to you to begin with, let's say. But that God has something more. God has something more. And a lot of times, and I think this can even be God, but when we get hurt, we build a wall of protection. That can even be God's wall of protection for that moment. But if we live in that inside that wall the rest of our lives, I don't think that's what God has for us. You know, we need to begin to safely move outside of that wall. We need to begin to just step in and say, okay, I'm going to take a chance now, God. I'm going to move forward. And, God had promised him a child. Came up with a solution that worked most of the time, a few bumps along the way. If you've seen blessing of God and something you do, don't always just assume that's the end of the story. Because a lot of times there's more. There's better. God provided all types of food and stuff for the Israelites in the desert, but there was something better. There was the promised land. All types of miraculous stuff. I mean, I've been pondering this. I asked Evan about this a little bit a couple months ago, but here we have the Israelites. Would you feel like you were in the place God wanted you to be if you were getting food from God every day? You were being guided every step by a cloud, pillars of fire and all this stuff and a cloud and you have your leader coming out shining like the sun, telling you, I've heard from God. And, you just look at everything that's going on there. You'd probably go, man, well, I'm in the spot. I'm in the spot. But there was something better. Even with healings, with everything else, there was something better. There was a promised land. So don't just take the fact that God's done even miracles in your life as being the end of the story. There's often more. And by the way, I haven't decided what is the promised land versus the desert. And well, that comes. I've been pondering that. But I don't have any definitive answers. But I think it's a good point there that it's obvious that, even when we see amazing things from God, that there's more. There's more. So with that, I want to just pray one more time, just because I didn't want to belabor any points, but just give time, God, to speak to our hearts. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would just show us, are there things that we need to, are there things that we've been stuck in and just satisfied for because it's worked? But you have something better for us, Lord. I just pray right now that you would just speak those things. Speak those things to us. Let it be clear. And Lord, if just in general, maybe there's something that we have pressed forward. If we just say, hey, I need more help here. Because I've been pushing forward, but I haven't seen the miracle yet. I just pray that you would come and just minister to those lives. Amen. So just in closing here, anyone here feel like, I think I've settled into something that really wasn't really what God, my ultimate plan, but I've settled in it and been comfortable in it. So in here, just raise your hands and say, yeah, I think I've settled for some things that maybe I, and I just need to push forward. Now, for those of you, I think we'll have, there's a couple people I've talked to about potentially praying, and Evan, you may have seen a hand or two. But you could either come forward or maybe have someone come and pray with you. So in the end, if you just want to raise your hand again, I'd love to have someone pray with you. Again, it's not whether you come up here or not. I feel in the end, we're going to have people moving all over anyway. So, but just raise your hand. There's a few people I've talked to, and I'll be doing it myself. We'll come and pray with you about those things. And even if you decide between now and then that you do want prayer, you can just raise your, you know, it doesn't have to be one of you. Even though I saw most of you. Yeah, I saw most of you. But, so do that. But, and also, some of you, I think, may say that you've given up on something. You know, just know, just say, yeah, I've tried and tried and tried, and I've just given up. I've given up on God doing a work in my life. I'm just living with it because I'm done and I'm tired of giving the effort. Done and tired of giving the effort. And I just say, again, you can raise your hand. I'm not going to have you guys show or raise a hand. But, you know, again, you can raise your hand. We'll pray with you. Ask someone or come up here. But so as we worship, if you're the worship team, you know, as we're doing that, again, I just want to come back to as we're, there's this other prayers going on. It'd be cool. It would bless my heart. Use a southern term there. It would bless my heart. If I saw everyone getting up and sharing words of encouragement with other people and praying with each other, doing what I think the body of Christ should be doing. So many things, it's to build up the body of Christ. Let's build each other up. Let's turn us into the church that can go and minister this to this neighborhood, in this community, this state. Let's do that. I do that. And for those, and we'll start praying with you guys. Go share words of encouragement with each other. Let's just do that. Amen. Yeah.